to honor, we can choose to respect. We can't go back in time, we can work to repair the years of mistreatment, the years that devastate. Ignoring the front and hiding the worth, right, Big Bear? How you arrive, right, Big Bear? How you arrive? You are my great, great, oh great, 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 great. You are my great, great, oh great, 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 great. You are my great, great, oh great, 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 great,
great, great, great.
You are my great, great.
Hello and welcome to 433. I am your host, Gregory Gann, and you're listening to a show dedicated to new music in Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're currently listening to The Sea and Sinbad's Ship, from Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov. I wanted to say a few things about this piece after you get a chance to hear it. It's approximately 10 minutes long. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. I just had to play that. That has got to be my favorite piece of music for this particular moment in my life right now. That was The Sea and Sinbad's Ship. It was kind of a classical repertoire. Sergei Rachmaninoff. I'm about to play Sergei Rachmaninoff, so I had it in my mind. Rimsky-Korsakov, and this is, of course, Scheherazade. Rimsky-Korsakov, well, here's the theme for my program today. I'm preparing this talk tomorrow concerning a little bit of my PhD work, which is research centered on the Russian diaspora. And writing about the various revolutions at the turn of the 20th century, I started getting sort of more and more sucked in into the lives of the intellectuals at the turn of the century. And so I decided that this was going to be an important composer to feature. Rimsky-Korsakov was very active in many sort of creative processes at the end of the 19th century. In the 1905 revolution, when demonstrations took sort of a lot of energy from many creative intellectuals, he defended students at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, and as a result, his health really tremendously suffered after that, and he died, I think, in 1908 or 1909. So I did want to also play Sergei Rachmaninoff, and that's part of the theme today of looking at composers who were maybe in very much influenced by the political situation in the Soviet Union and in pre-Soviet Russia. What I'm about to play for you is going to be a concerto number 3 in D minor, and I think we'll have time for the first side off of this LP, Allegro ma non troppo. This is the Warsaw National Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Robitsky, and with pianist Witold Malchusinski. And I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This was a little bit of a scratchy record, but it resolved itself, so I just kept it going. In any case, I hope you enjoyed it. That was Sergei Rachmaninoff, Concerto No. 3 in D minor, with Witold Malkoszynski on the piano. I'm going to play a few brief announcements, and I'll be back with you shortly. You're listening to 433, a program dedicated to new music with your host Gregory Gann on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Okay, welcome back. This, again, is your host, Gregory Gann, with the show 433. Before the break, you heard Sergei Rachmaninoff. Before that, Rimsky-Korsakov. There's certainly a theme in today's program, and it centers around Russian or Soviet composers in exile or suffering through periods of great political torment. And of course, the one of the more logical people to play following Sergei Rachmaninoff is Alfred Schnittke. Rachmaninoff was very much influenced by Rimsky-Korsakov, but in fact, after the Russian Revolution in 1917, he was forced into emigration because he was part of the Russian nobility. However, Alfred Schnittke had a completely different background. In fact, he wasn't even born in Russia. He was born into a Jewish family in Vienna, but I might be mistaken. If someone can correct me, please don't hesitate to contact me. In any case, he moved back into the Soviet Union in 1948 and composed some of the most significant contemporary music in the Soviet Union, for which he was endlessly persecuted. He was essentially banned from traveling outside of the Soviet Union, and later on in his life, he had, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, he moved to Hamburg. His health was deteriorating. He suffered several strokes. He was declared clinically dead several times, and he recovered and continued composing. So there is the incredible perseverance of this man, and I really wanted to play something from his Symphony No. 1. And it's composed in around 1969, 1970, and I'm afraid we're only going to have time for one movement, maybe two if I stretch it, because today, of course, is a very ambitious program with many, many composers to feature. In any case, this is Alfred Schnittke, Symphony No. 1, first movement.
Thank you.
And that was the beautiful, chaotic, aleatoric Symphony No. 1 by Alfred Schnittke with the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra. And this piece, which was written, I actually looked it up, it was written in 1974, premiered in the Soviet Union. Unlike many of Schnittke's other compositions, he was predominantly writing for film. In any case, it was a very difficult piece to listen to, and I wanted to restore a little bit of order to the chaos by playing an Estonian emigre by the name of Arvo Pärt. Arvo Pärt is known to compose in the genre of sacred minimalism. And this is the Symphony No. 3. Then I'm going to play part of the first movement because we do have the next show coming up, which is Gack and the Exploding Head Movies. So please stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, you've been listening to 433. This has been your host, Gregory Gann. If you have any questions about the broadcast, please don't hesitate to email me. It can be found at theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com, or you can check out my podcast page at theoryofhappiness.com and click on the 433 tab. In any case, this has been your host, Gregory Gann, and I wanted to thank you for listening. This is Attacca, Arvo Pärt, Symphony No. 3.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.